From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 16th. Theo here. June 16th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from TechCrunch AI. The U.S. government's Anthropic models ban was never about an AI jailbreak. The Trump administration's decision that forced Anthropic to pull its latest cybersecurity models could be reactionary, retaliatory, or both. But the message is clear. The AI industry isn't immune from U.S. government interference. Next, second, from The Verge AI, inside the fight over Claude Mythos, 5. As the rest of the country celebrated the USA's first World Cup win, and the New York Knicks championship, Anthropic spent its weekend fighting the Trump administration over its latest model release. At 5:21 p.m. on Friday, the company received a U.S. export control directive to suspend access to its Mythos 5 and Fable 5 AI models by any foreign national inside or outside the U.S., including foreign national Anthropic employees. The only way that was possible, Anthropic determined, was to completely disable products it spent the past week hyping and travel to Washington, D.C. in hopes of changing President Donald Trump's mind. Now, over the comm, up next. Third, from AI News. How AI-powered CMS platforms are transforming enterprise content operations. For years, enterprise content management was largely a publication tool. How do you get the right content, in the right format, to the right channel, without breaking workflows that span dozens of markets and hundreds of contributors? The answer was usually a combination of manual processes, siloed systems, and large coordination teams that grew historically, functional but far from efficient. That accumulated complexity is now the limiting factor, and the pressure is coming from two directions at once. Customers expect faster, more personalized experiences at every touchpoint, and AI is accelerating that expectation rather than absorbing it. At the same time, AI search tools and buying agents now intermediate how customers discover and evaluate brands, drawing directly on content infrastructure to decide what to surface, cite, and recommend. A fragmented stack with inconsistent, ungoverned content does not just slow teams down. It makes the brand invisible or untrustworthy at the moment a buying decision is being made. This shift is what separates the current generation of intelligent content platforms from every CMS generation that came before it. It changes what a CMS actually is, from a publishing tool at the center of a fragmented stack to the governed content foundation that every channel, system, and AI agent draws from. The traditional CMS was, at its core, a structured storage system with a publishing interface on top. It held content. It organized assets. With enough configuration, it pushed things to the right places at the right times. What it could not do was think. The defining capability of an AI-powered CMS is the shift from passive storage to active orchestration. Rather than waiting to be told what to do, an intelligent content platform participates in the workflow, surfacing relevant assets, suggesting copy improvements, flagging localization inconsistencies, predicting which content variants are likely to perform, and routing approvals to the right stakeholders automatically. Content, data, and AI operate within a single governed workflow, so every output draws from the same authoritative source and applies brand voice and legal requirements by default. Without that foundation, AI-generated content is generic. It has no knowledge of what your brand would never say or what your legal team requires. Humans set the direction and retain final control. This matters at enterprise scale because the volume problem compounds fast. A multinational brand managing campaigns across 20 markets, 12 languages, and 4 product lines is not just producing more content. It is producing more variants, more localizations, more personalized versions across more channels at increasing speed. keeping all of it consistent, current, on brand, and structured enough for other systems and AI agents to draw on reliably is where manual operations break down. Content that is inconsistent or outdated does not just create internal quality problems. It produces unreliable outputs in every tool that draws from it, from personalization engines to AI search, compounding the error across every customer interaction downstream. According to Deloitte's 2025 AI survey of more than 1,800 senior executives, investment in AI is expanding beyond isolated pilots toward integrated deployments across content generation, customer service, and IT operations, with nearly half of surveyed organizations now using AI to streamline workflows in some form. The challenge is not adoption intent.